Today we're back in Hutchinson, Kansas, and say hello to our listeners on KWBW. I can attest to what folks there already know. This space museum will rival any you'll find elsewhere in the nation. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside. The Kansas Cosmosphere can trace its start back to 1962 in the poultry barn at the state fairgrounds. It has grown into one of the premier attractions in the Midwest.
We've been doing restoration for the Air and Space Museum. They restore their own aircraft, but we do all the spacecraft. We have the expertise here, so we've been doing that for ages. We are the only Smithsonian-affiliated museum in the state of Kansas, and we have the largest loan of any museum in the world from the Smithsonian Institution.
Chris Orwell is president and CEO of the Kansas Cosmosphere and Space Center. When you think of space missions, places like Cape Canaveral and Houston pop to mind. But Hutchinson, Kansas should be right beside them.
We have Apollo 13 here, made famous in the movie, Gemini 10, and Liberty Bell 7, which was recovered off the bottom of the ocean. The flown Vostok spacecraft is the only one you'll see in the United States, and the original V-1 and V-2 German vengeance weapons from World War II, the rocket and then the cruise missile, those are the only originals that you'll see outside of the Imperial War Museum in London.
The Cosmosphere is also well known for its space camps that cater to people of all ages.
Our signature camp is Future Astronaut Training Program, which is upper middle school and lower high school aged children. We've got five levels of that. Level one is here, and as we like to say, they learn how to fly a shuttle before they learn how to drive a car.
Campers can advance through five levels of the camp, some of which are held at sites throughout the nation, like Johnson and Kennedy Space Centers. It's an amazing place to explore space in the middle of the nation. Traveling the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.